Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever wondered if some part of the Lord's Prayer, or more properly, the model prayer, might be inappropriate without some explanation in the worship of the New Testament church? I'm fully aware that many of you may not have thought about it, and may be shocked when I mention the possibility. What could Jesus have taught his disciples that would be out of order for his followers 2,000 years later? Please listen to what Jesus said to the Pharisees. "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done, and not to have left the other undone." Matthew 23:23. What ought the Jews to have done? They were right in tithing mint, anise, and cumin. Do you believe God requires that of his people living under the new covenant? Actually, Jesus lived every day of his life under the law of Moses. He not only kept the law, he required his disciples to keep it. But he has freed us from the law by his death on the cross. Galatians 2:14-17. There is a phrase in the model prayer we need to examine briefly in our lesson today. Jesus prayed, "Thy kingdom come." Matthew 6:10. May we pray today for the kingdom to come when it has already come. Oh yes, our premillennial and dispensational friends would vigorously dispute what I have just said about the kingdom. They believe the kingdom was scheduled to be established when the King, Jesus Christ, came into the world. But because the Jews rejected the King, he could not build his kingdom. They are still waiting for the coming of the Lord's kingdom. For millions of people in our world, the kingdom is sometime in the future, maybe within the next few years, as Hal Lindsey has taught in all his books. When Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Thy kingdom come," it had not come. Prophets like Isaiah, Daniel, Joel, and Micah predicted its coming. Daniel had even given a time frame in the days of these kings for the coming of the kingdom. The kingdom had not come when John the Baptist began his ministry. He commanded, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Matthew 3:3. Our Lord preached the same message. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Matthew 4:23. Our Lord's message could hardly be misunderstood. "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Matthew 4:17. Have you ever wondered why the apostles never preached, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand"? Could it be that the kingdom had already come when the apostles began their preaching of the gospel on the day of Pentecost? Of this fact, dear friends, you can be absolutely sure. Jesus began his reign on the throne of David on the day of Pentecost. Peter said to the thousands gathered in Jerusalem on Pentecost, "Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn of an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither did his flesh see corruption." Acts 2:29-31. Jesus will not reign on David's throne sometime in the future. He is reigning on it now. Before the day of Pentecost, the writer spoke of the coming of the kingdom. After the day of Pentecost, they spoke of its being in existence. Paul said, "Christ has rescued us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love." Colossians 1:13. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.